Blog Talk Radio.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. Sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so bitter.
life gets better. Oh, when you're going after King Jesus. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons. To the mothers, the praise team, intercessors. To our youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and that miry clay on today. Oh, come, let us bow down before the throne of God and give him the honor, give him the glory, give him the thanks and all of the praise. You see, it was God that woke you up this morning, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all your needs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is joined and fitly into place on today. Oh, come and magnify the Lord with me. Oh, let us exalt his name together. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm well. All is well, Pastor Smith, on this blessed Monday afternoon. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life, and to my husband, Deacon Joe, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to each and every one at ADM Ministry this afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, bow down, almost we know how, God, coming to your throne of thanksgiving once more, God. We come to just tell you thank you, just for allowing us, God, to see this day, God. We realize, God, that somebody didn't wake up this morning, God, but since you gave us another day of life and an opportunity, God, we'll say thank you, God. Thank you for sparing our life once more, God. Enough to say, God, we need to give you our life to you, God. We need to be saved, delivered, and set free and filled with your precious Holy Ghost. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every sick and shed in person that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal and deliver, God, because we realize you are our healer in the name of Jesus, God. If your word say by your stripes we are healed, God. Let us continue to stand on your word like never before, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for taking them just that stand in you, God, that won't bow down, God. Just continue to lean on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our views once more to you, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God, shield them and guide them. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. And they're going and coming, God, even until they get into their homes, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We glorify your name for all, God. We just thank you how you shield us, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Even shield us from the unseen danger, God. We just thank you, God. God, we pray, God, that you continue to create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for guiding our footsteps, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you for the roof over our heads, God. The food on our table, God. We realize that it wasn't us, God, but it was all you in the name of Jesus, God. So we give you the glory just for that in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you begin to walk in the high rise, God. Walking down the hall in the hospitals in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Give them a visit. Let them feel your presence, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let them begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We realize, God, we thank you for the doctors and all, God. But we know that it's you all the time in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you to go up in the surgery room today, God. We realize somebody's having a real serious surgery, God. I ask that you lead and guide the doctors, God, even their hands, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. You're a mighty good God to all of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we need to begin to just to praise you and give you the glory, God. We pray this morning, God, that you put your hands on people's heart, God. That heart is full of ocean, God. Have turned the wet cold, God. If you lay your hands on the Lord, I just believe, God, of ocean, God, that it'll begin to net like butter, God. Oh, God, get in touch with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, lay your hands on their minds, God. Let their minds, God, be renewed, God. Let them have a mind regulator from you, God. Teach them, God, the way that they need to be going, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up the game bangers up to you today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, of emotion, God, that you begin to shake them in the midnight hours, God. Send forth your minister angels, God, to minister to them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, awaken their heart. Just awaken them, God. Open their eyes and their ears, of emotion, God, that they may hear and they may see in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you do live, that you're still working miracles and wonders and signs, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, let us be careful what we speak and what we say, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah today, God. Oh, God, pull us closer to you like never before. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Let us continue to have that zeal, God, that runs, that want to run behind you, God, that want more of you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us miss one day, God, the calling on the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to pull our plates back, hold up, oh, shit, God, and begin to pray, God, hold for others in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't let us be so selfish, God, calling our name out, God, what we need in prayer, God, oh, God, but let us begin to think about somebody else. Let us begin to think about somebody else's needs, God. Somebody that needs a shot over their head, God. Somebody that needs clothes on their back, God. Food on their table, God, today, God. Oh, God, let us cry out for one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every mother, spiritual mother that it is today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, for them, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, make a way out of no way for them, God. Supply their every needs in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for them, God, today. Oh, God, let us begin to be so close that nothing can't get in, nothing in the name of Jesus, God. But let us begin to just love one another in unity and strength, God. Oh, God, we lift every mother that it is up today, God. So we say, have your way in the mothers, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you can love on some young person, God, that young old emotion, God, some child that didn't have that mother nurturing, God. Some child, God, that mother don't ran out and left them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we all need you, God, to the youngest, to the oldest, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every minister that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them like never before. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Build a fence around them, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. praise God. Oh, God, let them stay up on the wall like never before, God. And let your words come from their lips of clay like never before. God, let them continue to cry out, God, your truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, God. We glorify your name, God, because you're so worthy to be praised, God. If it had not been for you, God, we don't know where we'll be, God. If it had not been for you, oh, you would have had no boshe, God. You're not like other of us, and you're not like man, God. Man have gave up on a lot of us, God, but you came in, God, with your love and kindness, God, and still loved us in spite of our mess, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you just for that, God. We thank you for being a keeper for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, I cry out yet and still for the backslider. Hallelujah today. Backslider, I speak today. Hallelujah. You shall come back. You shall come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You said that you were married to the backsliders, God. I believe just what you said, God, in the name of Jesus. So I know they'll come back to their first love in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we pray, God, touch somebody on the internet, God. Touch somebody on the telephone, God. The laptop today, God, or the boche, God. Open their ears that they may hear you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them feel your presence, God, or boche, God. And when they feel your presence, God, they'll know it's you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, begin to turn the fire upon us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, or boche, God. Put fire in our feet, God, that we'll begin to run like never before, God. Put fire upon our lips, God, or boche, God. Yes, Lord. Your nursing that we'll holler and tell the mountain, go to the mountaintops, God, that we'll tell the world over, and all about your love and your kindness, all about your delivery, how you have set us free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We'll tell everybody, God, that you was in the operating room, God, with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We'll tell them that you touched our body, it's nothing too hard for you to do, God. So today, God, we'll lift up the lupus person, people, God, the cancer people, God, the AIDS people, God, the diabetes, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say, just begin to breathe on them, God. God, breathe on them, that your human fire, God, will burn up every disease, every sickness, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Let us begin to just stay on our bending knees, God, crying out like never before, God. Oh, God, let your perfect will be done, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, God, but we know we can do all things through you, Christ, that strengthen us today. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are surely worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, today we look towards the hill, God, which cometh out of our bullshit, God. We realize that all our help coming from you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for strengthening us, God. Out of our shape, God, for equipping us, God, for this journey, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Out of our shape, God. Yes, we will make it. Oh, we know we'll make it, God. Long as you with us, God. And your words say you'll never leave us, never forsake us. That means we know you're with us, God. No matter what we go through, you're right there with us, God. So don't let us give up, God. Don't let us throw in the tower, God. Let us begin to just call on your name. Call on your name for strength, God. Call on the name for power. It's in the name of Jesus today, y'all. Somebody need to hear the name of Jesus today. Somebody right now, oh, God is down in the bed. But let me tell you, sometime when you're down in the bed, it's a good place. God can get in touch with you. Oh, he can get in touch with you when you're all alone, when your buddies don't left you all alone. In a place where it's quiet and silent. Yes, you'll hear the Lord's voice. Yes, he's calling you today. All you got to do is just yield. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Just begin to say yes to you. And we realize that you can't clean yourself up. But God can clean you up like never before. Some of y'all say, I'm not ready because I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You'll never be ready. But if you just go, just like you are. God said, come as you are. When you come, he knows what you need. He'll clean you out. You might have not heard about Mr. Clean, but Mr. Clean don't have nothing on Jesus. Oh, he's the one that can clean you up. He's the one that can love you, let you feel a love that you never felt before. He'll know that about Sunday. He'll tell you the direction to go. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. In the name of Jesus today. So, God, I ask you today, God, from the south, east, north, and west, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we pray, God, today, let your purpose be, will be done in each and every one of our lives, God. We ask you these things today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
glory
Lord
be
Jesus.
To God, we thank you.
Thank
Holy
you,
Spirit
Jesus.
Of the living God, we thank you on this evening. We praise you on this evening for
yes,
that
Lord.
Corporate prayer.
Thank
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
That you come in the midst, Holy Spirit, and bless in each of that corporate prayer that our mother
yes.
just prayed, international, national, Lord God, locally, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit of the living God, will you in the midst right now
yes,
pour out your anointing power
yes,
upon each and every heart and mind
yes,
and soul
Jesus.
On today. Give us what we need, Holy Spirit, to sustain us and to carry us through
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord
but every
Jesus.
Area of that corporate prayer, Holy Spirit of the living God, fall down upon it right now in the name of Jesus. Have your perfect will, O Boshana. Have your perfect way. All glory, hallelujah. On today, Holy Spirit, stir up the atmosphere. Shake the grounds in the name of Jesus. And pour out your anointing, Holy Spirit,
Jesus.
From the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. We say, have your way.
Yes,
we say, have your perfect will and have your perfect way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let nothing stand in our way when we come to give God
Amen.
All of the praise, all of the honor,
yes,
all
Jesus.
Of the glory, all of the thanks, Holy Spirit
yes.
of the living God.
The
touch your
Jesus.
People right now.
Yes,
anoint
Lord.
Anoint your
everyone.
People right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes,
do it
Lord.
Right now, Holy Spirit.
In the name
you
of
know
Jesus.
What we need.
Yes, you
provide
do, Lord.
It right now.
Yes,
provide
Lord,
it
Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
And we're
going to
thank you.
Thank you,
and we're
going to
praise you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, Lord.
For who you are
Ooh,
and what you've come to do
yes,
in,
Lord.
Each, in every one of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Internationally.
Yes.
Nationally.
Yes.
And locally.
Yes.
We say, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
We say, have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Get it in the storm. That's right,
have,
as never before. That's right now, Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we thank you
thank
for coming
you,
down from the Father through
yes,
the Son.
Thank you, Jesus.
To give us what we need.
Thank you, Jesus.
For such
hey,
a time
yes,
of you,
yes.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Thank you.
That
Jesus.
You be glorified, that you be magnified.
Yes, you will, Lord.
And we thank you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Have your way.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your perfect will.
Yes.
Your perfect will.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit, sweet Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Not
Lord.
Our way, but your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Move on us right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That's it. Right now, Holy Spirit.
Name
move
Jesus.
Us right now, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Get it of the shine. I'm putting it in God.
Yes.
And you are worthy. for your
yes, you are, Lord.
And
yes.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming in the midst.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Having your way.
Yes.
As we surrender all unto you, Lord God.
Yes.
As we bow down at your altar, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
We leave everything at your feet.
Yes.
That you'll fight our battles.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Make all of our enemies our footstool.
Yes,
oh, glory
Lord.
To you. Lord God, we thank you right now.
Jesus.
We praise you.
Yes, we do,
and
Lord.
We glorify your holy name, your Rabosha. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus, thank you.
To renew.
Yes.
Right now. In Jesus' name. We give you the thanks.
Yes,
we give you
Lord.
The thanks.
Yes.
We give you the honor.
Yes,
we give you the glory.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
In that
yes.
Spirit, all place.
Lord Jesus.
Father God, which you met us, we say thank you.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now listen, the name of the Lord. Say so.
Yes, God, Jesus. Thank
God,
you, Lord. Thank you.
You.
Yes,
well,
Jesus.
We have to move on right now. Amen.
Amen.
From Monday Night Word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
That we get a word from the Lord to help us, to sustain us.
Yes,
to
Lord
move
Jesus.
Us higher and higher
Amen.
In the Lord. That we will follow Jesus.
Amen.
The author
Amen.
And the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Now we're
going
to come from Matthew, the 24th chapter. Amen.
24.
And we're going to talk a little bit about don't be deceived. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 24, starting at the third verse. Praise God.
Amen.
And it reads as such, Matthew 24:3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Amen.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen.
Amen.
And what is that to be deceived? Amen. For it says a person of a cause to believe something that is not true. And Jesus came to give us the truth.
Amen.
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 For he is the truth. And he is the living truth and word of Almighty God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the Greek, the word deceived is dolui, D-O-L-I-O-O, apostrophe, to deceive. Amen.
Amen.
And it also says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass.
Amen. Amen.
But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes,
and
amen.
We're talking about being deceived. Amen. Believing something that is not true. Amen.
Amen.
For many false witnesses are going out into the world. Amen.
Amen.
Even Jesus said, many are going to come in his name, saying
yes.
that they are the Christ. Amen. But
Amen.
We know there's only one Christ. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And he is the Son of the living God.
Yes.
Amen. The
Amen.
Second one in the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes.
Amen.
But be not deceived on today, saints. Be not deceived.
Amen.
Because the enemy is a liar.
Yes,
and
he
is the father of lies.
Yes.
And he is a deceiver. And he has all of those imps out there spreading lies and deceiving.
Amen.
And trying to deceive on today. Don't accept it. Don't take it in.
Mm-mm.
And be not deceived, for God is not mocked.
Oh, amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
On today. On today.
Yeah.
Don't believe the unlies, the untruth, the injustice.
Amen.
Don't believe those things. Don't fall for them. For God has given you the truth, the word of God, living,
Amen.
That you should live by on today because he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
And now, our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless you all. And I know that many of you are rejoicing into the things of God. And I just want to celebrate with many of you. And also we're going to come back and I want to hit on that scripture that Pastor Smith, one of us, Pastor Smith, put out there. But I just want to celebrate you all right quick. And I know many of you, my God, is getting down to the last quarter of the year. And I know that God done did so many things for you. And I know that many of you watch this. My God Almighty, you are positioned to get ready to strike. You are positioned to get ready to strike. You know the scripture that Pastor Smith was just sharing, people of God, that, you know, for his name's sake, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to go through different things. You're going to go through all kinds of stuff. I know that many of you, for the namesake of the Lord and Jesus Christ, you don't went through so many persecutions. So many people say, you can't do that. You can't do this. This is not going to happen. That is not in the will of the Lord. And all you doing is carrying out what God told you. Now, I'm told you what it's going to be. Told you what's going to happen. Told you what it is. Amen. Many of you done did that. Many of you are positioned that way. Yeah, you got to understand something. If you're going to go ahead and receive what God has for you, you're going to have some folks going to call you crazy. You're going to have some folks, my God, going to call you that God ain't told you that. I don't know why you believe in God for them. He ain't going to heal you. I don't see God healing you. Y'all got to stop believing in that. But I'm telling you right now, God is not mocked. And I'm telling you, saints of God, you keep believing what God done told you. You keep believing what God done said in your life. It doesn't matter where you done come from. It doesn't matter where you was raised. It doesn't matter what you have in your life right now. If God said it, let him laugh at you. Let them look at you like you're crazy. Let them look at you, my God Almighty, with unbelief, like it's not going to be so. You and I also want you to understand this here. You need God will allow people to look at you and laugh at you. He will allow. He will allow people look at you, and they're going to have an entertainment season for you. They did Jesus the same way. They had an entertainment moment on them, laughing at them, marking at them. But at the end of the day, all God is doing is setting them up, my God, for the grand finale. My God, I felt that one. Many of you, God is using for God, because God's going to set you up for the grand finale. He's going to allow the spectators, my God, understand that God is a God in your life. He said it, it will happen, it's going to do it. So I want to encourage you all, my God, tonight. My God, I want to encourage every believer. If God said he's going to heal you, he's going to heal you. If God said he's going to turn it around, it will be so. If God said your finances is going to come forth, it will be so. It ain't about what the enemy said. It ain't about what your haters say. It's about what God said. Then God told you that he's not the son of man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. I'm telling you right now, if your haters had it their way, you will not be living right now. But because the haters don't have the power, that's why you're still living. That's why you're still giving God the praise. That's why you're telling God thank you. And therefore, watch this, the haters don't got no power, my God Almighty, for what God's going to get ready to do to you, do for you, do in you, and do out of you before this year is over. I'm telling you right now, we ain't going to wait till 2019 to give God our praise. We finna end this year with a sponsor, because everything that God said, it will happen, it's going to do it. Everything that God promised in 2018 is going to happen, it's going to do it. I stand decree tonight that many of you, you're going to have your healing in 2018. You are not going to carry no, my God, or my infirmity, disease, sickness in 2019. You're going to leave all that foolishness and all that mess right here in 2018. Can I decree and declare something else? All individual that has lacked and broke, busted, and disgusted, you're going to leave it right here. Because before you cross over in 2019, before this year is held, you're going to begin to see your finances not going to be acting funny anymore. You're going to leave brokenness here in 2018. You're going to leave busted here in 2018. Because all the haters want to laugh, God say, no, I'm going to make you a showpiece. I'm going to turn everything around. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost quickened me again. He said he already turned it around. All you got to do is God, I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Somebody might have me to call the fire department. I feel the Holy Ghost. You give God a praise. Don't allow nobody to smother your praise. You got to believe. He may not come when you want him. Even though I probably seen him in February, I may not seen him in January, may not in March or May. I probably did not see him in July. I might not see him in June or August. I might not see him, my God Almighty, in September. But all I know, he's our own time God. Yes. He may not come when I want him, but you gotta believe. Long as I keep praying, long as I stay in God, you gotta believe. He's still on. Y'all gotta help me with that one. And somebody just yell out in the spirit, he is a hometown God. He may not come when you want him. He probably didn't come in January. He probably did not come on your birthday. He probably did not come when you was in depression. He probably did not come when you was down and out. He probably did not come when you was homeless. He probably did not come when you were wanting, you needed something to eat. He probably did not come when your bill needed to be paid. But all I know, baby, and all I know thinks of God. He may not come when you want him, but you keep holding on. You keep giving God our praise. You keep giving God our shout. And you best believe he's on a show right on time. So therefore, is anybody going to celebrate with me tonight? Go ahead and celebrate your blessing. Go ahead and celebrate what God's going to do. Go ahead and celebrate your healing. Go ahead and celebrate your deliverance. Go ahead and celebrate. My God, when praise your souls up, you have to believe that God's going to let something come.
God, God, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. He may not come when you want him.
You
might not get persecuted. My God Almighty. And sometimes it's not about our haters. Sometimes we persecute, my God, what God said in our own self. Our own mind begins to bring doubt. Our own minds begin to bring unbelief. Our own minds. Well, one thing I like about this here, the waste is not given to the truth of the song. Even though my own mind, I might have a little doubt, I might be ready to throw in the towel. But, baby, you best believe I'm a finish. It's not about how I finish. It's not about how you finish. It's about how you finish. You must not have finished by God in a wheelchair. You might not have finished on crutches. You might not have finished with 2 cents in your name. You might not have finished with a headache. You might not have finished all by yourself because everybody around you don't lift you, don't dump you, don't lift your weight. Doesn't matter how you finish, as long as you finish, God race. Amen. I declare and decree tonight that everybody is listening all over the world. You're listening on a phone line. You're listening wherever by internet. You're going to get in your house. You're going to grab your family. You're going to grab your children. You're going to look yourself in the mirror. You're going to begin to speak, and you're going to tell yourself, we're going to finish up strong. We're going to finish up our school. And every promise that God done said, every promise that God said he's going to do, everything that God said he's going to deliver, we're going to hold God to his word because we understand that he may not come when we want him, but you're about to believe he's right on time. And all I got left to ask you, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't God do it? My God Almighty, won't God do it? People of God, my God Almighty, God bless you tonight. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Jesus, amen.
Yes, sir. Talking about fire and getting a fire department apostle.
Amen.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
And yes, he will.
It's all good. Hallelujah.
It is all good. Yes, it is.
Amen. 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 Well, amen. Praise God. We done got this week started. Amen.
Amen.
On the good note. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. Well, we will
Amen.
See God do it for you and for me. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.